Hello and welcome to Legal Lad's Quick and Dirty Tips for a More Lawful Life. I'm your host, Adam Friedman. Today's topic, can your boss make you work overtime? And now, your daily dose of legalese. This podcast does not create an attorney-client relationship with any listener. In other words, although I am a lawyer, I'm not your lawyer. In fact, we barely know each other. If you need personalized legal advice, contact an attorney in your community. Heather writes in to ask whether it's legal for an employer to make overtime mandatory. According to Heather, we still get the time and a half pay for any time over 40 hours worked. However, my supervisor has said that we must work no less than 50 hours per week until further notice. Well, Heather, I'm amazed you found the time to write to me. The quick answer, I'm afraid, is that it probably is legal for your employer to require 50 hours work per week, provided that they pay you overtime, which apparently is happening in Heather's case. There are a few twists to overtime law, however, which I'll discuss in a minute. The main law dealing with wage and hour limits is the Federal Fair Labor Standards Act, or FSLA, passed in 1938, but amended many times since. The FSLA defines the 40-hour workweek, establishes the federal minimum wage, and places restrictions on child labor. The FSLA applies to employers who have more than $500,000 in annual sales or who are engaged in interstate commerce. And remember, interstate commerce is defined very broadly under the law. Basically, if your company uses the mail to send stuff, you're probably engaged in interstate commerce. Although the FSLA establishes the 40-hour workweek, it does not put an upper limit on the number of hours your boss can ask you to work. However, it does require that any worker covered by the statute who works more than 40 hours per week must get paid time and a half for the hours over 40. Now you should note, the federal overtime requirement is a weekly requirement. Under the FSLA, you're not entitled to overtime pay just for working one long day, say more than 8 hours in a single day. However, some states do mandate daily overtime rates. In Colorado, for example, mandatory overtime kicks in after a 12-hour day, while in relatively laid-back California, overtime starts after 8 hours in a day. Some workers are exempt from the FSLA's overtime pay requirements. Obviously, this includes employees of companies that are not engaged in interstate commerce, but the FSLA also excludes certain types of jobs, including railroad and air carrier employees, farm workers, commissioned salespeople, taxi drivers, and employees of movie theaters. In some cases, workers exempted from federal law may be picked up by state overtime laws. There are just too many of these state laws to summarize in this podcast, but I will mention one of them. In Maryland, employees of bowling alleys are entitled to time and a half when they work more than 48 hours in a week. There is one area where the FSLA does impose maximum working hours, and that is with school-aged minors. Under the law, children between the ages of 14 and 16 may work no more than 3 hours on a school day and no more than 18 hours in a school week. During a non-school week, they may work no more than 8 hours per day and 40 hours per week. Federal law also imposes restrictions on when the workday may begin for minors. In addition, many states have restrictions on child labor that go beyond federal law. So, Heather, if you're between the ages of 14 and 16, you might be able to get out of that 50-hour-a-week command. But if not, then it's probably back to work and just another reason to lament the passing of youth. Thank you for listening to Legal Lad's Quick and Dirty Tips for a More Lawful Life. You can send questions and comments to legal@quickanddirtytips.com. Please note that doing so will not create an attorney-client relationship and will be used for the purposes of this podcast only.